WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan school board members are expected to take official action next month to ask voters to raise one property tax rate in order to take advantage of a component in the state's school finance formula.
We've had these two golden pennies from $1.04 to $1.06 on the M&O side sitting out there for several years. And at this time, if we take advantage of those 2 cents, that nets an additional $3.1 million from Austin year in and year out every year in perpetuity. As long as perpetuity lasts in Texas, right, every 2 years.
Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb says this comes at the same time the board is considering a budget that drops by 3 cents the district's property tax rate for paying off bonds. Webb says holding a special election in October instead of waiting until the November general election is to avoid having the tax office send two sets of notices if voters approve the TRE, or tax ratification election.
There's a lot of concern about confusing residents. Well, you know, I already got this letter, so they throw the new one away. Well, it's actually a tax decrease on their second letter that the tax office would be sending out, and it's also wasted postage.
A 2 cent increase in BISD's tax rate for maintenance and operations will also generate $1.4 million from property owners. The more than $4 million in additional funding would offset a projected budget shortage next year of $3.6 million. The Bryan City Council took up 3 matters last night affecting residential neighborhoods.
Without discussion, final approval is given to banning developers from turning a large residential lot into multiple smaller lots. Council agreed at the Planning and Zoning Commission that this would help regulate rental housing. The council approved the first of 2 readings for reducing the percentage of property owners interested in establishing a residential conservation district from 66 to 58%. While both measures address to some degree the future of stilt, dorms, and other rental housing, Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman told the council there'd be a joint meeting with P&Z on that specific topic August 8th.
We have a P&Z subcommittee that is coming up with a list of recommendations that they will be presenting to the council at that meeting.
The council also overturned a ruling by the Historic Landmarks Commission to grant the owner of the Ashton Porter House at East 29th and Hill a wrought iron fence along 29th as tall as 6.5 feet. The Landmarks Commission sought a maximum height of 3 feet. The homeowner now needs the approval of the city's zoning board of adjustments. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There is at least one person interested in each of the 3 openings for College Station City Council in this November's election. That's after Bob Brick filed for the seat presently occupied by his wife, Blanche Brick, who is not eligible to run again due to term limits. The rest of the list is online at WTAW.com. As the Texas Senate resumed consideration of the proposed bathroom bill, police chiefs were outside the Capitol expressing their opposition. From Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo.
This is a bad law, a law that will lead to discrimination, to harassment, to the further marginalization of people that are already targeted.
After the 8:30 news, Scott will be interviewing Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rezus Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare products, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Audible Hearing. We have a happiness quiz. Arbor Oaks is with us. And I'm also talking to Betamed about their new healthcare products. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 710. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, checking some weather, and it's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Warm weather locked in across the region, courtesy of high pressure off to our east. It'll be partly sunny today. There's the threat of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon, highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, we're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers took down the Texarkana Twins in the first game of a seven-game road trip. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at research on 202 former football players that found evidence of a brain disease linked with repeated head blows. And the Astros bested the Phillies on the road while the Rangers took down the Marlins in Arlington. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, I don't know. There's some of you who will probably get up on the internet at some point today. I don't know.
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, it could be. And but now, if you really know where to look, it may mean some serious money for you. We had the story about the moon dust. Remember that last week?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was a government auction, and this lady ended up making over a milski from that deal. Now there's a guy from Cary, North Carolina. He's looking for just a work truck. Stumbles onto this 1980s-era FBI surveillance van and decided, hey, that looks pretty cool. So then he really realized what it was. His name is Ginterson Feldes, and he said that he had originally found this 1989 Dodge Ram 350, which he says was a used FBI investigation van, found it for sale on the government auction website. In the back of the van were many custom features, like a toilet, and an extra 12-volt vehicle battery, TV monitors, and recording equipment. They left all of that in there.
Wow.
Okay.
Said that there were also
bonus features.
Yeah. There were microphones hidden on the exterior of the vehicle. He said, we found out there were microphones as we took the side markers off the van. There were these microphones hidden in the headlights and the taillights.
Oh, wow.
That's why it had little holes everywhere.
Whew.
Also, inside were handcuffs, binoculars, leftover video from an old FBI stakeout. He said there were several small pinholes in the vehicle where the cameras could peer out without anything else being able to see them from the outside.
Right.
eBay auction went on, started at $15 on Monday of last week. He sold it for $18,700.
The van?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. There you go.
And did it say how much he got it for?
You know, it does not say what he paid for it, but
surely it was a profit.
It was less than $18,000, yeah. I would
now,
imagine.
Now he'll be able to get a nicer work truck. And I mean, you know, they've got one of the TV stations over there.
Wonder who bought it and what they want with it.
Well, yeah, that too. But I mean, it's got it was state of the art for 1989.
True, okay.
But still, it's got video and electronics equipment in there that can, again, you could probably piece that out and make even more.
Yeah, you can also be really creepy with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Go to the internet, go find something at a government auction site.
Yeah.
Because clearly our government doesn't know, well.
Even if they left all that stuff in
there.
You know why? Because it wasn't their money that bought it.
It was ours.
Yeah, it was our money that bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter where it is or on what level. If somebody else is spending somebody's money that ain't theirs, they don't care.
They don't care.
Yep.
No big deal. Hey, if you happen to be flying through Dallas today, just so you know, American Airlines ground workers will be picketing at DFW today to protest what union members say are plans to outsource U.S.-based jobs to a new aircraft manufacturing facility in Brazil. The Dallas Business Journal reports that three transport workers union locals representing Fort Worth's America's aircraft maintenance fleet, their service fleet, and their facilities and ground support employees are going to be picketing. So we'll see how that works out.
You know,
just be aware that that could maybe mess up your travel time.
To make your travel plans that much more annoying.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
No winner last night in the Mega Millions, so you know you got $282 million on Friday night if you decide that you want to do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, so you went to a Rangers baseball game the other night.
I did.
Air-conditioned comfort, huh?
I did. We were in one of the suites.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah, and especially considering the way they played. I did get to see Giancarlo Santo hit a home run, which was really sweet.
Okay.
So, I mean, he crushed this thing. Because we've talked about Aaron Judge, and him and Aaron Judge were kind of the two top seeds in the home run derby during All-Star Week. And I didn't really realize he was up to bat, actually. My friend of mine had just gotten there, so we were catching up. And I look up, and this ball, I mean, it's a line drive out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
And then I realized who it was and thought, hey, man, that's really cool. Yeah. Got to see him hit a home run. Yeah. So,
I mean, no having to fight for an elbow on the armrest, huh?
No. We did have not a full suite, but there were a few other people in our suite with us. Also part of, I don't know, the suite name was Connie Mack, who was a famous baseball player and manager.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it said Radio Network under it. So I'm assuming these tickets come from the radio world, hence why Chip Howard had them and gave them to me.
That's why we're Radio Pond scum,
right.
Because we get that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But there were a few other people, a couple other families in there. So
what kind of snacks?
Well, you had to purchase your own food and drink.
Oh, interesting.
I think if you purchase the entire suite,
then
you get a certain amount of food and beverage that come with it. But when it's something like that where it's giving out tickets, then you still have to purchase your own.
Yeah.
But we did have access to like the club deck bar and restaurant area.
Oh, that way you didn't have to deal with
like
the riffraff.
We didn't
there.
Have to go to the concession stands. Exactly.
Stand in line and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So did you get parking passes too?
We did, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did get a parking pass
that
as
helps.
Well. So
and was it hot
yeah.
outside?
It was pretty warm. It wasn't horrible, but it was definitely nice to be in the air conditioning when we chose to be.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
So and again, as long as you don't care about the actual action on the field,
it is
the Rangers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 717. We're going to move Congressman Flores to tomorrow. Just talked to him a few minutes ago. And so we'll do that tomorrow. So it's not quite as chit chatty.
still chit chatty.
We will. Yeah. We'll talk to the mayor and we'll talk to the Speaker of the House a little bit later on. So if you want to update your look without dropping an entire paycheck and 8 hours of being scrutinized by a stylist, the big wigs over at Sephora, is that how it's pronounced?
Sephora, yes, okay. That's correct.
They have a solution for you. Cosmopolitan reports the glamour giant is launching a new chain of Sephora studios, which will offer a customized approach to beauty, including digital tools, personalized skincare regimens, on-demand services. On-demand services? Come powder my nose?
Yeah, exactly. That's
how does that work?
And your custom makeover plus, all that in just 75 minutes. The new shops will be much smaller than your typical retailers, featuring standalone stores. And so we'll see how that works.
Okay, interesting.
One more
we
way.
We barely have a Sephora store.
I was going to say, it's a small one.
It's a little pop-up in the JCPenney.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought they're not over by Home Depot.
That's Ulta. That's Ulta. And that thing's massive.
Don't you go to those places all the time,
well,
Scott?
Well, I missed it. I didn't know. I'm not exactly sure what
kind of the same idea, but different stores.
All right, coming up in the next half hour, now that we have a little extra time coming in the next half hour, the most food that you can get at different fast food restaurants, because after all, you want to go there and get as much
yes.
as
possible.
Get, because every bit of it is so
healthy.
Yeah, that's it. And flavorful.
And delicious.
Yep, so we're gonna let you know about that. In the meantime, moms, probably, and it could be dads, we're wrapping up July, which means that school is coming up soon. Although I'm not exactly sure I don't know the exact number of days. According to a new survey, the majority of parents are, in fact, counting down the days until their kids go back to school and they can feel relieved once again that the school year has started. That's why would you not give teachers a pay raise? Why would you not give them a pay raise?
Right.
Because they're going to be taking care of your little bundles of joy and snowflakes. So just saying it'd probably be a good idea.
That's the place we need to be spending money.
I think so. Hey, guy has been arrested in California for allegedly sneaking snakes into the state. Federal prosecutors say a 34-year-old guy named Rodrigo Franco caught receiving a shipment of king cobra snakes hidden in potato chip canisters. Okay, now, I don't know if that means the big one-gallon things or we're talking Pringles here. You know what I'm saying? It's a king cobra, so maybe it isn't the big deal.
I saw a picture, and they kind of look like half the size of a Pringles can.
Okay. Really? No, what? You mean shorter than a regular Pringles can?
Yeah.
I'm tired of all these snakes in my potato chip bags.
Prosecutors say that the two-foot-long snakes were sent from Hong Kong to his house in Monterey Park, California. How would the mailman or package delivery person feel about that?
Right.
Custom agents intercepted the illegal serpents along with several turtles. Search of his house allegedly turned up baby crocodiles, diamondback terrapins, and other exotic reptiles. Faces federal charges of smuggling and up to 20 years in prison. So, yeah, that.
Wow.
And again, you want to know that you're the guy who's carrying that around all day long in your truck.
Right.
When it's hot and the snake might, again, I'm sure they had probably had the top taped shut so he couldn't get out that way. But
yeah.
Nonetheless, that's not nearly the same as just your basic stuff that people usually would be handed out.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oregon, this is okay. Now, did either of y'all ever do a science project having to do with baking soda and vinegar?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The volcano.
Yeah, exactly, which is cool. If you didn't, you've seen it happen.
Right.
Well, now an Oregon Science Museum has built what may be the biggest vinegar and baking soda volcano in the world. The Oregon Museum of Science and Industry in Portland constructed a 34-foot-tall volcano replica on Sunday in an attempt to set a new Guinness record. The museum spokesperson said, "Something we're really excited about at OMSI, that's the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, they've always wanted to do it. 3,000 people watch the staff pour 50 pounds of liquid baking soda, 66 gallons of vinegar into the sculpture, and red lava, if you will, shot out. Previous record had been a measly 27 feet tall.
Oh, that's it?
So, yeah, this one much bigger than that. And that's probably a pretty cool video that's for you to see. All right, 722.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwirnemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning, Infomaniacs. 695-1620, 695-1620. You had the area code 979, and you can text us as well, but you can call in. So, I don't know, is this a thing, painting rocks and leaving them for people? Do you know about this?
I've never heard of this.
I haven't either. I mean, I've seen painted rocks before, but...
Biggest trend right now, apparently, is for people, or one of the biggest, is for people to paint rocks, leave them somewhere, and for someone else to find them as a nice surprise.
Okay.
All right. Disney, cracking down. No matter where you live, you're likely to find this rock-finding Facebook group somewhere near your city or in your city.
All right. Okay.
Practice involves people painting images or messages on rocks, and then they leave them in a location for somebody else to find. Sometimes the hider of the rock will post a vague message or a photo clue of where the rock can be found in a Facebook group. Many Disney-themed groups featured people hiding rocks around the parks. And I can kind of see where Disney really doesn't want that going on.
Yeah.
I can see that they don't want people poking around where they shouldn't be or, it might not be safe to be. But according to the confirmation from multiple security cast members at the Disney theme parks, Magic Kingdom has already stopped allowing painted or unpainted rocks to be brought into the park. One security cast member said that these rocks might be viewed as weapons. Maybe a nuisance. I don't know about weapons.
I mean, in that instance, anything's a weapon.
Yep, that's true. The rule will move on to Epcot. A straw could be a weapon.
Yeah.
Disney's Animal Kingdom and also Disney Hollywood Studios. That'll be a change that they'll be making. So if you were thinking about doing that.
You can throw something in me.
Yeah. Someone texted in and said, look up Burleson County Rocks on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we've got some local movements.
In Burleson County where they're doing that kind of stuff. That's cool that we could see where they're hiding them. All right.
Yeah.
This is like Pokemon all over again, right? Because that was about a year ago, right? They have a group?
No, I was saying...
There were people getting in trouble crossing international borders because of all that. And where is that now? When was the last time anybody even said those words?
Yeah, I know, right? Pokemon Go.
A second ago. Yeah, that was it.
All it takes is a year. Make all the difference in the world. All right, here we go. Let's have a look at the weather. It's 7:26, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Okay, I think you probably know the answer to this. Is it going to be hot? Yes, it is. Look for a high temperature today, probably right at 100. And the other thing is it's the heat index, that combination of humidity and not much wind to make it feel any better for you. And we're going to continue to have that going on. Looks like all the way through the weekend. So look for high temperatures near 100. Heat index around 107 or so. They do say this weekend there might be a slight chance of some shower activity, but we're only looking at, I don't know, 20 or 30%, something like that. No rain in the areas right now. We're looking at 78 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Amazon Prime Washington Post just can't get over the 2016 election. On Monday, they published yet another what-if story. This time, what if Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown was Hillary's vice presidential pick instead of that idiot Tim Kaine? Sherrod Brown, we're told, has a deep voice. It rumbles like an outboard motor when he speaks in union halls. And when he talks, he sounds like a working man. Senator Brown told the Amazon Prime Washington Post that if he had campaigned in Wisconsin and Michigan, a lot would have changed. He said his wife thinks that we would have won. The Democrats would have at least won Ohio, she says. Well, sadly, Sherrod didn't run with Hillary. Tim Kaine, the guy with the big eyebrows, did. And he didn't deliver. Democrats did not win Ohio. They did not win Wisconsin. They didn't win the White House. They didn't win squat or diddly. Which brings us to Senator Chuck Schumer. The Amazon Prime Washington Post ran a lengthy piece on his not-so-veiled attack on Hillary. When you lose to somebody who has 40% popularity, Chuck Hugh said, you don't blame other things like Comey or Russia. You got to blame yourself. Chuck Hugh said that people didn't know what Democrats stood for. Their only message was opposition to Trump. That's not true. Everybody knows what Democrats stand for, including what Hillary stood for, and nobody except people in California wanted any of it. I mean, that's it. No other answer to this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey guys, let's talk performance. Are you tired of all the sex pills and products that just don't work? Are you frustrated with high costs and side effects of prescriptions? Wouldn't it be nice to know that when that intimate moment is happening, that you are confident to satisfy your partner every time? You need to try Noxetril, the explosive all-natural male enhancement pill that will change your life once and for all. Noxetril is like having results on demand with powerful ingredients that go to work right away. We make it in certified top quality FDA labs, and the results are off the charts. Best of all, right now we are celebrating over 10 million pills sold and want all men to take advantage of our free bottle offer. With guaranteed results, you have nothing to lose.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan school board members have taken the next step towards asking voters to increase property taxes for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to collect an additional $3 million in state funding. That's in addition to the tax increase generating another $1.4 million from property owners. BISD board members and administrators, including Communications Director Brandon Webb, continue to stress that the 2 cent increase is more than offset by a 3 cent drop in the district's tax rate to pay for bond issues.
This is not the gotcha scenario that some people will fear. In other words, you're not getting a tax cut today so that next year we can drop another bond on the community. This district has done such an aggressive job, what's called refunding bonds, in other words, paying back those bonds and paying down our debt structure, that we can be in the position to drop our debt tax rate 3 cents and raise the other side just 2 cents and give that money back to the community.
The board is looking at holding a special election in October instead of adding this to the regular election in November.
What we don't want to do is force the tax office to have to send out two tax letters. In other words, here's your initial tax letter that you would receive in November, and then the TRE happens, and they have to issue another letter. So there's a lot of concern about confusing residents.
Final action by the board on what Webb calls the TRE, which is short for tax ratification election, can take place as soon as August 7th. The Bryan City Council and Planning and Zoning Commission continue to take steps to protect homeowner-occupied neighborhoods from stealth dorms.
Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says there'll be a joint meeting of the council and P&Z on August 8th to hear recommendations on additional controls on new rental housing. Last night, the council, without discussion, gave final approval to ban breaking large residential lots into multiple smaller lots. P&Z previously endorsed the ban on so-called flag lots as a way to help regulate rental housing. The council also gave first-round approval, again without discussion, to reducing the percentage of property owners required to establish a residential conservation district from 66 to 58%. The only council discussion last night came before overturning a decision by the Historic Landmarks Commission. The owner of the Aston Porter House at East 29th and Hill, Craig Jackson, said a wrought iron fence along 29th with a maximum height of 3 feet was not tall enough to protect young children.
3 feet is only about the hip height, and having the 2 foot square columns, that's just a place to jump off of onto 29th Street if a ball goes over the fence.
The council sided with staff to allow a maximum height of 6.5 feet. The application now goes to the city's Zoning Board of Adjustments for consideration. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
On the second day of filing for those interested in running for College Station and Bryan City Council and School Board, there's at least one candidate for each of three openings on the College Station Council. Two openings are because Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz are not eligible to run again due to term limits. Yesterday, Brick's husband Bob filed for his wife's seat. On Monday, former Councilman John Nichols filed for Schultz's seat, and Linda Harvell filed for a full term to the seat she won in a special election last year. The rest of the list is online at WTAW.com. Longtime local philanthropist Emil Ogden died Monday at age 89. Ogden operated a successful oil exploration business and moved to Bryan in 1979. He was instrumental in developing the Bryan Woodbine Field, one of the most significant oil discoveries in Texas during the 1980s. Visitation is from 5 to 8 on Thursday at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, with services Friday morning at 11 at Memorial Funeral Chapel. A statewide coalition of Texas police condemns the transgender bathroom bill as the state Senate passed the measure for the second time.
As police from every major city in the state were gathering on the South Capitol steps, State Senator Lois Kolkhorst was rolling out her bill to legislate bathroom use in schools and government buildings according to the sex on one's birth certificate.
Shuts down an opportunity for predators and voyeurs to assault women by exploiting this proposed lack of gender boundaries.
Just outside, San Antonio Police Chief William McManus told reporters the bill does nothing to make Texans safer.
It takes officers away from more pressing duty, whether responding to an assault, a burglary, drunk drivers.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss is Scott's guest on the show this morning. Following the 8:30 news, Strauss has stood with big-name companies that call the efforts discriminatory and bad for Texas businesses. Texas Senator Ted Cruz was mentioned by President Donald Trump as someone to replace Jeff Sessions as U.S. Attorney General. Cruz has said thanks but no thanks to that offer, which pleases the other Texas Senator, John Cornyn.
And the truth is we need a full team here in the Senate, too. We're operating at very thin margins in a very partisan and polarized Senate.
Cornyn says Jeff Sessions did the right thing by recusing himself from the investigation into Russian interference in the last election. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options. Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Just about 7:38. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And check in the weather. It's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Warm weather locked in across the region, courtesy of high pressure off to our east. It'll be partly sunny today. There's the threat of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon. Highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Brazos Valley Bombers' win over the Texarkana Twins to kick off their seven-game road trip. Meanwhile, the Astros are 17 games ahead in the AL West after besting the Phillies, while the Rangers earned the W against the Marlins. And Virginia authorities say that Lucky Whitehead wasn't the guy who robbed a convenience store. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But the Cowboys decided they're just going to go ahead and let him... go float someplace else, huh?
Yeah.
He can go be lucky somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's Shark Week, in case you didn't know. So on the Discovery Channel, got our new shark features for tonight. Tonight it's The Lost Cage, where a team of explorers float in a one-of-a-kind shark cage 500 miles into the Gulf of Mexico. What is a one-of-a-kind shark cage?
Yeah, right. You'll have to watch to find out.
Got to, you know what? And I won't.
It's going to be decked out with amenities, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A toilet,
a little man cave, yeah, that sort of thing.
Beer fridge.
The Great Hammerhead Invasion off Bimini in the Bahamas will be there, and then of course they do a talk show called Shark After Dark. So I'm sure
tonight, great name.
Tonight it'll be just wonderful.
Yep.
So they're struggling with teacher pay raises in Austin, whether or not they're going to be able to do that or not, and bonuses. Study has found that rural students perform better in science than their urban counterparts. Really?
That doesn't surprise me.
And rural teachers are generally happier. I know that's got to be
true. That's true.
In all, about a third of U.S. American public schools are located in rural areas. Only a third. Generally, areas with fewer than 500 people per square mile are considered rural by the Census Bureau. So, yeah. And
I just think of, you know, rural. Obviously, you're a little more involved in nature. You've probably been doing some more hands-on things as a kid growing up than your more urban counterparts.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to science, that's what you kind of think of.
Well, and the fact that teachers are happier about that because the teachers probably know your mama.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Small town. Haven't moved much. Everybody knows you.
Yep.
They're saying, up there goes that Thompson kid.
Yeah, they know your older brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
And, yep, exactly.
Yeah. Why aren't you smart like your brother? Hey, Uber took wraps off a bunch of new perks for their drivers yesterday.
Mm.
Among the changes they've introduced is a new $15 fee for drivers who return passengers' items that they forgot in the car.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. 24/7 driver support hotline and faster document reviews. It's all part of the Uber 180 Days campaign, which is probably their way of saying, okay, our image really sucked for a while. We got 180 days to do a better job.
Yeah, right. Time to fix this, yeah.
They're going to address driver feedback and fix the sometimes strained relationship between Uber and its drivers. Last month, the company added an in-app tipping option, and this latest round of changes focuses on improving the driver support system. Before, if a passenger forgot their phone in the car or something like that, they had to log into their account on a different phone or browser to try to convince the driver to meet them somewhere to return it. Convince the driver?
Yeah.
I mean, haven't you had a business relationship with these people? Go ahead.
Why do you have to convince them of it? It's your stuff.
Right. Well, and again, if the driver decides to be snarky about it, I mean, that's not very good customer relations, I wouldn't
right.
think.
No.
Anyhow, drivers would sometimes oblige the pleading rider. Oblige them? Wow.
But
it sounds like they must have had a problem, that Uber must have had a problem with drivers who wouldn't do that.
I guess so.
So here's the deal now. The $15 will be charged to the forgetful rider for having left their stuff in the car.
I mean, it's not a finder's keeper sort of a situation.
No,
it's their stuff.
Really? It's really not. I would think a taxi company would take it back to the central office just anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's just generally what they do. I guess, of course, with Uber, there's no central office, so maybe they just kept stuff.
That's terrible.
Well, it is.
I was on an airport shuttle in New Orleans one time and ran into this girl. It was for a big volleyball tournament, so she was another coach, and she was actually on her way to the airport to leave, but had left her phone and wallet, at least definitely phone. So she was talking to me about it, and she was saying how she was trying to backtrack her steps, blah blah blah. Well, we used the Find My iPhone app on my phone to track hers, and it was in the Uber still. You could see it driving around the city. And she finally was able to catch up to this car. I felt so bad for her. It was just a mess. But he tried to act like he didn't have it, and she was like, it's ringing. It's in your front seat. Yeah, and so she was able, I didn't see it there, and tried to play it off. So she was able to get hers back on some very, very, I think I would have given up. I would have just said, screw it, I'll get a new phone
that
or something.
That sounds to me like, a loss. Well, it sounds like Uber's got some ongoing issues that
maybe. This was over a year ago, but yeah, it could be. I mean, I've definitely heard of people leaving their stuff on accident and just never getting it back. Yeah,
can you imagine like saying, you know, wait, dude, you just signed up to be a driver for Uber. Not only is it good extra money, you get all this free stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about the fact that there are Uber drivers out there who are jerks. I mean,
yeah.
And again, anecdotally, I've never had that problem, but still,
right.
Clearly they've got that. All right, so here we go. If you're fat, it's not your fault. If you are fat, it is not your fault.
Phew.
I want you to go to work today feeling so much better because we've gotten some research that suggests that obesity is socially contagious.
Okay, good.
And your friends.
So it's
could
not
be.
Your fault. It's your friend's fault that
right.
you're fat.
I
okay.
I was afraid it was me. Yeah.
They studied 12,000 people, so it must be true. And they quote the Harvard Medical School research, so you know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So 12,000 people, they studied them, found that having an obese friend increases the risk of becoming obese by up to 57%. Having an overweight brother or sister increases the chances by 40%, and having a heavy spouse by 37%.
Well, I'm not going to argue with any of that. I agree.
You live in a world of skinny people, you will be skinny. The Harvard Medical School research found that even having a fat friend 100 miles away can affect the person's weight.
Doesn't everybody, though?
Well, no.
I mean, I can see it being... I see where the results are coming from of this research, but...
Maybe you grew up in a family where they don't eat an inordinate amount of food, you
yeah.
know? Maybe you just grew up that way, and that's the way that you really are. Or you could live in a household where there's always a chip bag open.
Yeah.
I joke, though. Like, I feel like I should have weighed 400 pounds growing up because I came from a family, you know, we ate a lot of fast food because I was constantly on the move.
Right.
Now, granted, I was on the move because I was playing sports.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I knew.
It's a little bit offset there.
Exactly. But, you know, it really wasn't until college that, yeah, my body started changing and I realized, okay, I can't eat Taco Bell at 10 p.m. at night and it be okay.
And
some people
right.
learn. And some people don't.
Yes, yes.
And so, yeah. I
your
don't
activity
know.
Level and your caloric intake, they need to change as you
right.
as you get older without that.
Right.
Hey there.
Boy, I'm not going to have any friends left after that article.
Yeah, I hear you. That's exactly right. You're going to be out defriending people all day today. Hello.
Yeah, I blame Facebook with all those recipes and ads for eating places.
That's right. Pinterest, all those
go.
People, the way they do that.
I agree.
If they hadn't done that. So anyway.
Yeah, I start making the calls. See how that goes today. Sorry, you're too fat. We can't be friends.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I've got a simple idea that will help your family grow closer together. Build your family's muscle memory. Muscle memory is like playing the piano. Practice the same melody over and over. You'll create a mind and muscle connection. Eventually, your fingers will dance through the melody with no conscious thought on your part about how to play it. One of the ways my wife and I have strengthened our family's muscle memory is by eating meals together. Whether it's a full dinner with all the trimmings or just sandwiches, we gather around the table almost every night. There's no smartphones buzzing or television squawking in the background. It's just me, my wife, my two boys unplugged from the world and connecting with each other. Engaging in conversation at the table is muscle memory for us. One night, not too long ago, my family all came home at different times. Even though we'd all eaten dinner somewhere else, we gathered around the table completely spontaneously and talked for almost an hour. Connecting at the dinner table is part of who we are. It's wired into our DNA. Going to church is a muscle memory for millions of families. So is camping, playing board games, or enjoying a baseball game on a sunny afternoon. Your family's muscle memory can be almost anything, as long as it draws all of you together and deepens your connection with each other. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Day.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, Texas A&M football's Week 3 matchup against Louisiana Lafayette on September 16th has been slated for 11 a.m. at Kyle Field. The Aggies and the Raging Cajuns have met six times before, with the Maroon and White holding a 5-1 advantage. The last meeting came on September 9th, 2006, when Texas A&M bested ULL 51-7 at Kyle Field. Meanwhile, in Chicago, research on 202 former football players found evidence of a brain disease in nearly all of them, from athletes in the NFL down to high school. That includes 110 of 111 brains from former NFL players in the biggest update on chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. The disease has been linked with repeated head blows, and the results confirm it can happen even in young players. But the report published yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association only reflects high occurrence in samples at a Boston brain bank, in which many donors contributed because of troubling symptoms before death. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers started their seven-game road trip with a 5-2 win over the Texarkana Twins. The win is the third victory in a row for the Bombers. The Bombers and Twins face off again tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:30 p.m., and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros improved to an American League best 67-33 as Charlie Morton combined with three relievers on a four-hitter with 12 strikeouts and a 5-0 shutout of Philadelphia. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch on Morton's performance.
You know, he had some good defensive plays behind him early, which gave him a little bit of a cushion, and then obviously the big inning for us and gave him even more. So it's nice to see a guy make an adjustment, especially Charlie, who got through seven innings, which is deep in the game, and really successful outing.
The Astros look for the sweep of the Phillies tonight in Philadelphia at 6:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Joey Gallo slugged two of the Rangers' four home runs in a 10-4 pounding of the Marlins. The rubber match with the Marlins is tonight at Global Life Park. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, police in Lucky Whitehead's home state of Virginia say the former Dallas Cowboys receiver's identity was falsely used in a shoplifting arrest. Prince William County Police say they're confident the man charged in a case involving $40 worth of stolen food and drink from a convenience store in June wasn't Whitehead. The Cowboys released him this week after reports that he was arrested and subsequently cited for missing a court hearing. Meanwhile, a jury has acquitted Dallas Cowboys rookie cornerback Jordan Lewis of domestic assault. The panel deliberated for slightly more than an hour yesterday before finding the former Michigan star not guilty. The 21-year-old Lewis was accused of assaulting his former girlfriend at his Ann Arbor apartment in March. And in the NBA, Golden State Warriors guard and two-time MVP Steph Curry has signed his five-year, $201 million package. Curry will earn just over $40 million per season after getting $12 million while helping the Warriors win the NBA championship this year. NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant also signed his new contract worth approximately $53 million over the next 2 years. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. Time for the deal of the day from the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it is a Ford. It's an F-150 from 2013 with a 3.5-liter EcoBoost. It's four-door and only $23,988. Again, that EcoBoosted Ford F-150, 2013, $23,988, and available at Team Ford of Navasota. You can see what else you can do to that truck with our friends at Texas Custom Outfitters, who are right there on the property with Team Ford of Navasota, so you can get your car or truck fixed up however you'd like. Tent, music, windows, they do all of it. To get all the details, go to teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Navasota. They're on Highway 6 right next to Sioux Falls Prater. It's Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Peach Creek Vineyards remind you, Wednesday, that means it's Wine Down Wednesday. Today from 3 until 8 tonight, it's game night at the Vineyards. You can bring your own game if you want to, or you can bring, they've got Dominoes, and they've got Farkle, and they've got Yardzee, and all sorts of games like that for you to either play outside or inside in their tasting room. But the idea, be able to sit down with friends, enjoy yourself, enjoy the wine at Peach Creek Vineyards, and enjoy just kind of being out in the quiet in the country. You'll find reds and whites and rosés, and they have specialty wines that are available for you to sample in the tasting room, enjoy by the glass, or purchase by the bottle at Peach Creek Vineyards. They've got a pavilion out there, which is great to rent if you have a gathering planned, whether it's a private party or graduation or even informal weddings. You can bring your own food out there if you want to for those get-togethers, or, you know, Peach Creek Vineyards can do the whole deal for you. They can cater it as well. If you'd like some more information about it, then stop in and stop at the website. Better for you to go out and see them, by the way. They're just past the racetrack. But you get directions, more information about it at peachcreekvineyards.com. Don't forget, it's Wind Down Wednesday today, tonight, from 3 until 8 at Peach Creek.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. You can call us or text us, 979-695-1620 to text. All right, so a little while ago we explained to you that it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's the people you hang around with, maybe the people you were raised with, that causes you to be, what's the right word?
Because none of us, over the weight you would like to be.
There, but you know, you need something short. But we do have a new fat-shaming term.
Oh, really?
Just in time for this story. The new fat-shaming term is apparently overfat.
Overfat.
Yep. WebMD.com says overfat refers to having excess body fat that can pose a threat to your health.
Yeah, I can't believe all my friends and family are the reason I'm fat. I thought they loved me.
That's right. If your waist measures more than half your height, yeah, then you may be overfat. That's right. Excess body fat, especially abdominal fat, increases the risk of all sorts of things. In U.S. America, and 29 other developed countries, up to 90% of the men and 80% of the women and 50% of the children are overfat.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 90% of the men?
Wow.
Here's the reason, because somebody went to the trouble of figuring out, if you had $5 to spend, where could you get the most food and what would that food be?
Mm-hmm.
So they went to fast food places all over U.S. America, and this is what they found. At Taco Bell, just order 5 things off their Dollar Cravings menu. Biggest thing on there right now is their Beefy Fritos Burrito. You get 5 of those, baby, you're gonna be full up, that's for sure.
Taco Bell's the winner.
Chipotle, the most food for $5 is the kids' meal, but adults can get it too. Comes with 2 soft tacos, chips, and a box of apple juice. At Wendy's, you order your junior bacon cheeseburger, small fry, and a chocolate frosty. Should come out to about $5 with tax. At Chick-fil-A, the original sandwich or an 8-piece nuggets well under $5. If you want to add fries, you can do the whole thing for $5.50. So
there
that's pretty
all
close. Right. Okay, McDonald's, you should be able to get go to their five things for a dollar menu. Or if you want to mix and match it up, you could do a sausage McMuffin, a four-piece McNugget, a snack-sized flurry, and a small Coke.
Except the flurry won't be able to be made because the machines are broken.
I'm not sure my friends and family are who are making me fat. I think it's stories like this.
Well, right.
Now, of course, you know, you can get a $6 foot-long at Subway, but they got a few that cost $5.50.
They do.
Yeah, but if you really want to stay under $5, you go with the 6-inch sub and you load it up with a lot of veggies.
Mm-hmm.
No more pickles. No, I want more pickles.
Pickles.
Put more pickles on there.
And extra ranch dressing.
Right, because it's a veggie.
Yeah.
And then if you go to Burger King, you can get a double cheeseburger, a BK bacon burger, small fries, and a chocolate sundae.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
$5. Okay.
Well done, Burger King.
We're doing what we can to help you. We understand if you're fat, you may as well go ahead and just spend $5.
Being healthy is just so expensive.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's a hassle. You have to go actually shop.
Yep.
Sweat it off today. You'll have an easy chance to do that. We'll have a heat index around 107. WTAW.